Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, we got Paul Morrow coming up here at 3:30, Fox News contributor. He is the founder of theopsdesk.org. We'll talk a little bit about Donnie doxing wealthy homeowners and some stuff related to Dr. Fauci as well. That's coming up in just a little bit. Stu Smith is with us, investigative analyst at the City Journal and the Manhattan Institute. He has written about the Democrat Socialists of America. We have one of those candidates here in St. Louis with Cori Bush, who's getting DSA support. Stu, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, happy to be here and happy to talk about the DSA.
Yeah, let me play a little audio here. I think this was a conference call.
When we win in Missouri, when we win in Michigan, and when we win in Florida, it is going to show there is not a single district in this country where Democratic Socialists can not only compete, but can win.
We're going to tear it down, and I can't do this without you. So that's what it's about. DSA, let's go win this.
Democrats are failing to do some of the things that Democratic Socialists are doing, and especially in places like swing states or swing districts. I think there's a really good case that Democratic Socialists are actually the better option to take out Republicans because of the fact that we're fighting for these things, even if the label might seem a little bit scarier at first.
So, Stu, I saw some polling today with Democrats, and it was shocking and stunning and really sad and disappointing how many Democrats would even think about supporting a DSA candidate. Now, I mentioned Cori Bush here. I'm actually kind of rooting for her just because the votes aren't going to be much different than Wesley Bell, and she's the gift that keeps on giving, and maybe her nonsense exposes more of this to the American people. Or is that a dangerous, you know, philosophy on my part?
Well, I think whenever we talk about the DSA, like you said, they do have massive favorability compared to the standard Democrats. And I think a lot of that goes into the fact that when we think about DSA, a lot of people just think elections. But DSA is involved with union work, labor, where they will do something called salting, so getting jobs there so they can organize, all manner of kinds of activism, from anti-ICE to targeting like the F-35 supply chain. And, you know, and even in smaller cities like in Wilmington, North Carolina, they're in the middle of a fight right now about the DSA illegally doing benches all across the city at bus stops. But when they do something like that, like, hey, we just want to give you all a bench or change out your headlights, those are things that are almost apolitical, where it's like DSA is framing it as mutual aid. But people remember things like that, and that kind of contributes to the positive favorability because they're in the fight on almost like a minutia level sometimes.
So are there, because you wrote about this a couple weeks ago and you were kind of focusing on the organizations, you know, getting together and trying to figure out a presidential candidate, but are there different factions of the DSA in your opinion?
Yes. So I think the easiest way to kind of think about it is that DSA has two heads. One head is really focused on winning elections and taking over legacy institutions. So like taking over the UAW or, you know, fighting in these closely contested primaries. The other head of DSA is really the movement head, and they like to do all kinds of more radical organizing, really pushing the limit of what is really legally even allowable. And they are really kind of guided by what I would call this kind of third world revolutionary Marxist-Leninist belief system. So, like, a lot of people aren't aware that a very slight majority of DSA's national leadership, like 52% if we round up, is actually communist, like, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I think, you know, when we see young people get excited about DSA, like the hot girls for Zoran, they might not be fully aware that there are actual Maoists in DSA. St. Louis is actually home to one of DSA's most infamous personalities, one Christopher Winston, known by his online moniker, Black Red Guard, who is a legit Maoist.
Yeah, I think I'm not dialed into that, so I was unaware of our St. Louis roots with some of this. When I mentioned Cori Bush, I don't know if you've thought about that race or if you've talked to anyone about it. All the experts around here, because Wesley Bell, who's the incumbent, would be the favorite, I think, at this point. But when I say to the people in the know, is it possible that Cori wins this election? They all say, yeah, because of what happened in New York and Colorado and some of these other places, you have to at least give her a shot, I think, which is, you know, again, I kind of jokingly say I wish she would come back. She's terrible. Terrible for the country. She's terrible for the region. But she's just such a clown show. Maybe, you know, people see how much nonsense this is and turn in the other direction. But going back to that poll, I mean, you're talking about, maybe this is younger people driving this, but you're talking about a lot of people in the Democrat Party that think that this is somewhat okay. And it's, I can't believe that the, you know, the polling is that high from Democrats. I guess that's TDS related too, maybe.
Yeah, I think a lot of things factor into it, but I think there is just this kind of widespread belief that the Democratic Party is not as effective as it used to be. And they see the energy, the movement, even like being able to put these central casting candidates out there that the DSA does as winning. And I think some people are willing to kind of think that these younger candidates will grow out of this. I don't think so. I mean, you have seen someone like AOC maybe moderate a little bit here and there and have friction with the DSA after coming out of New York City DSA. But, you know, it's really just concerning to see. But, like, a good example of this, you know, that clip you just played, that was a call where they were doing phone banking for Cori Bush. So, like, last night, it was a national call to go out and support Cori Bush.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of work that I don't think some people realize is going on, where you have a bunch of young people who just care about the DSA, who are willing to spend, you know, 2 hours of their night, you know, calling and drumming up support for her.
Well, that's why you got to give her a chance, right? I mean, unfortunately, yeah. I think that there's an undercurrent there. There's no doubt about it. You mentioned AOC. When that meeting took place a couple of weeks ago, I mean, they're trying to come together, or are they on a presidential candidate? And is she their choice right now?
So within the kind of like reform-minded part of DSA, she is most definitely the choice. And they really want her. New York City DSA, which is the largest DSA chapter, you know, super wants her, and even almost like threatened to secede from national DSA if they didn't, you know, pretty much agree to back her. But there are people who think if DSA backed AOC, that would maybe send the organization into more of a moderate direction, which is what they don't want.
Yeah, exactly.
So that speaks to this kind of tension that really does exist within DSA of radicals versus these more, you know, definitely socialists, but maybe not as willing to get behind some of the more radical agenda items, like truly abolishing the police, even though that's now made it onto the national platform.
Yeah, abolishing the Senate, doing some other things. I mean, some of this stuff is nuts. Stu Smith, thank you for writing about this. We'll see what happens with Cori a week from, not even a week. It's like 5 days away from now when we vote on Tuesday. So it's getting real close. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Stu. I appreciate coming on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.